News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz have kicked off a two-day bus tour that'll snake through rural parts of Georgia. Saker Magani has a report.
The Democratic campaign believes in order to win the critical battleground, it needs more than just Atlanta and the suburbs that scored Georgia for Joe Biden 4 years ago, and must also reach out to voters in deep red strongholds. After landing in Savannah, Harris and Walz greeted college students standing outside the bus. And it's not just any bus. It's an armored Secret Service bus with lights, sirens, and communications gear, part of a roughly 3 dozen vehicle motorcade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI says the gunman who attempted to assassinate former President Trump researched campaign events for both Trump and President Biden before the July shooting. Kevin Rojek, a special agent in charge of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office.
A sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some events, meaning he looked at any number of events or targets. And then when this event was announced, the Trump rally was announced early in July, he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
Following the filing of a new federal indictment against Trump over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, the Republican nominee shared more than a dozen posts on a social media network calling for the trial or jailing of his foes, including special counsel Jack Smith and House lawmakers who investigated the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. He also posted images that referenced the QAnon conspiracy theory. Israel's launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank. It's killed at least 10 Hamas militants. Israel says it's aimed at preventing attacks on Israeli civilians. This is AP News. Chipmaker NVIDIA has again beaten expectations with its latest earnings report. Adjusted net income jumped to nearly $17 billion, with revenue rising to $30 billion. That's 122% higher than a year ago. Seth Sutel has a broader look at the day on Wall Street in the AP Markets report.
Big technology companies led the rest of the stock market lower. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.1% on Wall Street Wednesday, weighed down by losses for NVIDIA, Apple, and Microsoft. NVIDIA, whose chips are used to drive many AI applications, reported another blockbuster quarter after trading closed. Its stock was off almost 4% in after-hours trading. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow lost 159 points. That's about 0.4%. Another AI-related company, Super Microcomputer, plunged more than 19%. The server technology company said it was delaying its annual report as it investigates accounting issues. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.